Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And we can say that Brock McLean has played a number of games, but you look like you're playing weight, Brock.
No, I'm a few kilos heavier.
You don't look.
No, you look trim.
I feel like.
So Brock played with two clubs, Melbourne and Carlton, and we have supporters of every club around here tonight. Along with Richmond midfielder Dan Jackson, he was one of the first AFL players to take part in Victoria's LGBT Pride March in 2013. Gosh, it seems like a while ago now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, Brock's got to be applauded for a number of firsts that you've done in you know, supporting this community. We know it came from a family reason for you, your own personal reason for doing that, but to play in that game, or you gave the cup first, didn't you?
About the Pride March first up.
Oh, Pride March, beg your pardon, I've jumped ahead.
No, that's okay.
You shouldn't have turned that page, should I, quickly.
That's just right.
So much. Yeah, so you and Dan just felt...
Yeah, I remember Jill Stark posting something on Twitter about I'd love to speak to an AFL player in regards to, you know, speaking out against homophobia, because I think David Pocock, who was a rugby player, had done something similar.
Yes.
Came out and spoke in support of, you know, the homophobia or anti-homophobia movement. And I got in touch with Jill, and, you know, we did an article, and then Jason got in touch with me and said, would you mind marching with me? And I just I jumped at the opportunity, and it was an amazing day to do something so little on my behalf, and it made so much of a difference to so many people. Just made you feel like that you could make definitely could make a change.
Yeah, that one person can have that influence, and you know, a lot of people have got you to thank just for starting that off in the AFL. So congratulations on that.
No,
well done.
Thank you.
Was that the first time you met Jason Ball?
Yes. Wow. So Jason got in touch with me on Twitter, or, you know, the powers of social media.
Yeah.
As I just said, he asked me if I would mind marching with him, and met him, and he's just a really impressive guy. And the more you get to know him, and the more you hear him talk, and the more you hear his story, the more you realise how courageous he is, and you know, what he's doing is just, you know, it's unheard of, and it speaks volumes of the type of person he is.
There's a lot of footy jargon about, you know, being persistent and relentless and dedicated, but Jason Ball truly is. Yeah. Not to exclude you from the conversation, Angie Green.
I was just thinking that, and I was distracted by Angie's... Are you bejeweled? Is that what it is? You've got rainbow...
I'm not quite sure what it does. My cousin is a makeup artist, and I said, man, I've got to get my pride on today. And I went over there at 9 in the morning, and she did my makeup and rainbow glitter and sequins on my face, and I'm sweating and they're dropping off, but that's okay.
So for everyone at home, it's coming down the side of her forehead right onto her cheek.
It'll be her chin soon, I think.
Yeah, I'll be
it looks magnificent
soon.
Though
thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Angie is founded a company, organization called Stand Up Events.
Yes.
Can you tell us a bit more about
yeah,
that?
Absolutely. Stand Up Events is a non-for-profit incorporated association dedicated to fighting homophobia in sport. The main goal of Stand Up Events is we're creating customised preventative programs to implement into junior sporting codes to eradicate homophobic language and behaviour from a really young age. And as I was growing up, this is something that's really, really personal to me. And as Brock said, you know, things have happened in the past, and just more needs to happen. We have to keep on growing to really gain equality and inclusion for all people.
So you've seen that homophobia at right in your face.
Yeah, absolutely. I am part of a really sporting family. My oldest brother Stephen played AFL for 5 years, VFL for 3. My father Russell Green is in the Hawthorne Hall of Fame, and my grandfather Frank Sedgman won 22 tennis grand slams.
Just quietly.
My sports day drinking.
And you so mentioned
third. Third. You know, the real underachiever of the family. But, you know, I also grew up with two older brothers, and my other brother is gay. His name's Brent, and equally as talented athletically and just a beautiful man, as it were. And growing up, I saw how differently that they were treated, especially in the sporting sense. Brent only wanted to participate in individual sports, never team sports, and he often, openly now, he speaks about how excluded he felt. And I just want to say this is a really, really proud moment for me because I am 29. My brother is 33 in November. And for all these people that say that this isn't a thing for sport, you know, we don't need this in sport and what have you, I have never, ever been to an AFL game with my brother, and he's here tonight.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Brock, you can understand that, can't you? That there's a lot of pushback from the broader community. Not everyone, but there are some people saying keep the politics out of sport.
If we don't... Look, my argument is, you know, people call it politics, but how is treating someone the way that they should be treated like everyone else politics? Like, and people say, oh, no, it's got nothing to do with footy, but the fact that, off the top of my head, the only out and out gay person that I know that's playing AFL footy is Jason Ball, and in the AFL there's 800 players alone, but countrywide there must be thousands. And the fact that there's no really known gay AFL player speaks volumes as to there is a bit of a homophobic edge to playing footy, and gay players who might be hiding their sexuality don't feel comfortable in coming out. And that's why these games and these nights and more things like this are important, to be able to create a safe culture to say it doesn't matter, you know, if you're gay, straight or whatever, you'll be treated the same as everyone else.
You're welcome at the footy. And players don't come out because there's a lot of responsibility. If you're the first, you have to take on a big load. So we really appreciate allies like you who understand what it's like on a personal basis to confront that homophobia and transphobia.
Angie, I was at the launch, the St Kilda Football Club launch of the Pride game. Mm-hmm. We were down at the Prince there, just where you would have walked right past when you did the Pride march there, Brock. And your father spoke, and he spoke about in his playing days there were homophobic slurs used constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was right.
And consistently. Mm-hmm. And he used the words that he's embarrassed, that's what he did. And he I thought he was very humble about the way he said it, but he said he put his head down a bit, and he said, I was embarrassed, but that's sort of what it was. So the change from then to now, and tying that in with what you were saying, Brock, is you look out the window, and that's really, is that on its way to being rubbed out? Is it rubbed out? Does it still exist?
I don't think it's rubbed out. I still think we've got a
long way to go.
But that's not to take anything away from how important and incredible what St Kilda and Sydney are doing. And, you know, on with Dad, the thing that I love most about him is that he's honest. And when he was growing up, that type of language is absolutely prevalent in his vocabulary, faggot, homo, what have you. And when my brother came out to him, he bawled. And Brent was saying, I'm so sorry, I don't want to tell you I'm gay, I'm sorry. But, and Dad said, I'm not crying because you're gay, I'm crying because I could have helped you all these years and I didn't know. And at that moment, he reflected at all the people he potentially hurt mentally and emotionally when he was growing up and using that type of language. And that's the power of education and awareness. And let's also acknowledge the fact that it's not just gay people that get offended by derogatory language. It's straight people as well. Like,
sure.
It's a human issue. So
it's what we like to call straight but not narrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud to be part of the family I am, because they're just so incredibly supportive, and I'm super proud of Dad, especially tonight.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Is he at the game?
Yeah, he's speaking tonight.
Excellent.
We're speaking as a duo.
Are you?
Yeah.
On the ground later?
No. Oh, we'll get in there. You know. No. We're just gonna bounce the ball in.
There's a number of functions on tonight. It's a great opportunity. Will you be slipping off to something else?
Yeah, I'm upstairs at I think it's the St Kilda. We're at the same function, aren't we? I think it's the St Kilda pre-game one.
I just am going where I get
yeah,
taken.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's free alcohol up there.
I like the travelling in pairs.
It can't hurt.
Brock McLean and Angie Green are talking with Chicks Talking Footy, which is Moddy and Danae at the moment. We've had a great time this year, just half an hour on a Wednesday night, and we talk about footy, mostly footy, and then we sometimes talk about some issues. But when we understood that there was going to be a Pride game organised by the AFL and supported by the Sydney Swans and the Saints, we were super excited, because it's been talked about for some time, something like this. You've been involved at Yarra Glen. Mm-hmm. You played.
Unfortunately, I was supposed to play that day, but the game I played in the day before, I did my ankle, so I couldn't play,
okay.
Which is a bit unfortunate. But it was great to see a local club you know, gather around Jason and support him and really show the AFL in terms of leading the way and getting on the front foot and saying, well, we're going to do something about it and we're going to show support and do our best to make a change. And I think it was great that even the opposition club who got involved, and it was just a fantastic day, and it's something that I'll never forget. And they really showed leadership on a really important issue.
We think you are leaders in your field too, and we're really, really grateful that you've come along to chat with us tonight.
Thank
Any
you
last
very
questions,
much.
Moddy?
Well,
we're going to handball soon.
I read in 2013 an article where you said, imagine if there could be a first AFL Pride game.
Yeah.
So you really...
Nostradamus.
Again, first,
not about Nostradamus, but yeah.
But no, three years later, that's not a lot.
Sport has the power to do so many wonderful things, and I think tonight's very prevalent and a great example of what that can do.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Congratulations to you both, and thank you for joining us
here.
Have a
great night.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
See you later.
So
good to see you again.
Enjoy your night.
Bye-bye.
So that's fantastic. Well, I think we're going to have a good time tonight, Moddy. What do you reckon?
I think it's going to be okay. We're getting closer to when there's going to be some festivities on ground.
Oh, festivities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I just...
Whatever. That's
you know
okay.
What I mean? So I can see the Swans out there now. There's Ilia, one of the new young back...
One of my faves.
One of yours. Backline player for Sydney. Who else is there? They're all...
They're just near the 50-metre line, and that is a rainbow. There'll be colour and movement all round the stadium tonight. There are going to be places where you can find out things about the LGBTIQ stall community, through stalls, Pride and Diversity in Sport, Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby, Beyond Blue, and we'll talk about more of them later in the night. You're with Danae and Moddy from Joy's Chicks Talking Footy team. Up next, Fiona and Beck. And we have some great guests for you, including... Oh, people I can see in the room. People I can see in the room. Happy Pride Game.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.